Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck it is. Them PSA boys, them segment boys, the most hated, man, whatever you want to call us. You just know what's up, man. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm here joined with my brother, partner in crime with this shit, Dre, Three Letterman. What's good, man?
Man, what's poppin', man? Everything Timbo just said, I co-signed 1,000, man.
Hey, but we'd rather be that. That's fucking dope, man. Listen, yo, we got shit coming up. We got the Gnome event coming up. We about to have Tay Rock on the show calling up here. Yo, it's about to be crazy, man. You already know what the fuck it is. So, Drake, we had a battle that just dropped, right? And we're not going to break it down too heavy, but, you know, we're going to save that. But it was Snow and Real Deal. Just off of first watch, I mean, what'd you think?
3-Zip, Real Deal, facts. I mean,
damn.
Dog. Yeah, man, for real. Yo, Snow. Snow first round wasn't bad. He just hopped on Real Deal being a teacher too much for me. It was almost like when Briz battled Verb and it was perm jokes, da-da-da. Like, all right, my nigga.
Yep.
We all know Real Deal's a teacher, bro. Like, how many times are you going to stress to emphasize that? A lot of
it's like the hair for Averb, like the perm.
Yeah,
for
it's
Averb.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. And this nigga Snow had a nerve to say, "Go go gadget bars." The fuck? Go go. The fuck are you talking about, Snow? Yo, Real Deal, man. Haymakers, my dude. I'm talking about my man. Haymakers. This is bad. Like, if a nigga tells you Timbo that Snow won, just don't talk to them. You have to question their life decisions and what they do on a daily basis, because you can't even get Snow the first round. Snow first round. Not compared to Real Deals. I'm sorry. When he said, "Listen, we're different kind of white," you're the one that gets stepped on. I mean, come on, man.
Well, we got to break this down. You already know how we do it over here at PSA, man. We get the breakdown. But we got the guest calling up right now on Gnome 5 facing Sue Surf, Cave Gang himself, man. Tay Rock, what's good, bro?
Same shit, fam. I'm cooling. What's good?
What's good?
Happy
late
birthday, by the way.
Word.
I appreciate that, my nigga.
Absolutely, bro.
My nigga Rock, you ready, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We locked and loaded. You know what I mean? Feeling good about the situation. I'm ready, my nigga. It's time.
Okay.
It is.
Well,
it is time.
We had Surf up on here, man, and the way he kind of broke down your resume, he made it sound to the sense that you battle out of mid-tech cats, and what has Rock ever said that was completely hot, in your opinion? Now, I said to Surf that I think Rock, that now that you respect Tay Rock now in 2015, where you know Rock been warning you for a long time. Not saying you hiding this shit, my nigga, but this shit got to go down now. You know what I mean? What do you think about what Surf got to say?
Nah, I actually, I heard that. Nah, that's real. Like, I respect the fact that he said, "I've been battling niggas that's mid-tier," because actually I was supposed to be, the whole time them niggas is in URL in the beginning, I was supposed to be there, you feel me? I've been missing out. I got there late, you feel me? It's, I'm actually battling niggas that's not in my weight class. You feel me? Like, that's why things is looking the way it's looking. Like, I'm actually supposed to be battling niggas in this class. You feel me? Because I am this weight. You feel me? Like, and it's going to show when I battle Surf this night. You feel me? Like, real shit. I'm going to be on my shit. There ain't going to be nothing he can do to get me off his ass. And that's why he's going to lose, because he thinks battle rap is basketball. You feel me? Like, he is everything to a basketball reference.
Yeah, he backwards with that.
It's way from basketball, my nigga. You feel me? Like, and I'm gonna show him that. Mean nothing.
Rock, is this like a Is there a certain chip on your shoulder with this battle? I mean, I know, you know, with the Clips battle that you had, everything like that, but is there a certain chip on that your shoulder that you still have that pushes you for these?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like everybody's playing with me and doubting me. But at the end of the day, like, I ain't coming to play with nobody. I never come to play with anybody. And surfing for a long night, man, when I get in front of him. Like, I ain't been waiting for this nigga for nothing. Like, he's been for a long night.
That's what it is. Now, Rock, I got to ask you a question, Monty, on some real shit, though. Like, do you feel like you're the underdog going into this? Because I think that it's not really an underdog thing. I think people want you to be Surf. Are you getting that sentiment from the fans? Like, they want you to beat this nigga?
I'm shocked that I'm getting a lot of people that hit me that want to see me win. But, I mean, there's still a lot of people that want to see me lose. I feel like I am the underdog, though I'm not supposed to be. Seeing as though I've been battling way before Surf, I'm not supposed to be the underdog. But on paper, I am the underdog. You feel me? So I'm not pissed with this.
Okay. My bro Timbo got you beating Surf.
You said who?
Yep.
My
I got
man,
you.
Timbo
I got you beating Surf.
Oh yeah, facts.
2-1. 2-1. I think it'll be a good one. I mean, this is aggression right here. I mean, how long did it take you? I'm sure you're finished already writing and you're preparing everything. Did it take you longer to write for Surf than for your other opponents?
Nah. Actually,
no?
this material that I wrote for Surf, this is the first material that I've written since my DNA battle, I just feel like I get better and better every time. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, he's in for a long night, my nigga. Like, I ain't really gonna sit here and, oh, I'm a 3-0 him, or
right,
I'm gonna destroy him. But nah, it's gonna be a long night for the nigga. Like, if you think he's gonna come in, it's gonna be I'm gonna push over Rock. He's gonna have a long night, my nigga.
Which battle is more personal to you, Rock? Was it Charlie Clips the second time going around, or Sue Surf right now?
Right now, Surf is more personal now. But of course, me and Charlie, that's always been personal. That's just always been something that somebody that everybody like holds over the top of my head. You feel me? Like, oh, Charlie killed you. Like, I just needed to get that out of the way. Like, that was personal for that reason. Like, me and Surf is personal for another reason. Like, this is something that just has to happen in my book. You feel me? Like, I don't know any of them other niggas, but, like, me and Surf just has, that was supposed to been happen. Like, I don't know if a lot of y'all know, like, when I first got to the URL, me and Surf was supposed to battle. Like, that was supposed to be my first opponent. Surf had got locked up, and I ended up battling Shotgun. Suge was my first opponent because Surf went to jail. You feel me? So this whole time, I'm rocking with all these other niggas. I was supposed to been had Surf. Niggas, that picture was supposed to been painted. But it's cool because I'm going to paint it for y'all main man.
Okay.
Rock, I got a question for you. What'd you think of Rookies vs. Vets?
I think it was fire. I think the whole idea was fire. The event was actually crazy. I didn't make it in person, but watching it on camera, I think the battles was crazy.
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, because Surf said if you lost to Ill Will, it would the tables would have been turned, that you would have been in a situation that Ill Will is in, and no shade to Ill Will when I say this, but when Smack did a blog, he did say Tay Rock and Ill Will are his top gunners. Ill Will losing the DNA, kind of like, I don't want to say he's lost in the dust, but if you lost to Ill Will convincingly, or you lost, let's say you lost the DNA, do you think your situation would be like Ill Will right now?
No. But I do feel like if I lost to Ill Will, my situation would be, as Surf was saying, I don't feel like if I lost the DNA, it would be like that. But if that shit would have happened that Summer Madness, because I felt like it was some setup type shit. Like, I felt like they was trying to get me out of there because they were offering me ill will. You know what I mean? Like, I was asking for Calico. I was asking for Sis. I was asking for Hitman. I was asking for Khan. But I get tossed the new nigga that just won the whole 106 and Park shit. I felt like it was a setup. You feel me? Like, and I get them on Summer Madness. Like, oh, y'all trying to get me the fuck out of here. You feel me? Like, that's why I went crazy on the nigga. Just a show. Like, I'll do that shit on anybody. Like, it don't matter if you a rookie vet. I'll go crazy on you and get you the fuck out of there. Like, I don't care what level you on. You know what I mean? Like, and Surf just gonna have to find that out. Like,
now, Rock, I gotta jab you a little bit, my nigga. I fucked with you heavy, my nigga, but I gotta jab you right here. The nanny line, my nigga. Can you explain that to us?
Alright, look, my nigga. that comes from me trying different shit. You feel me? I promise you, I tried a lot of new shit this time, but it's no type of nanny shit. You know what I mean? I don't gotta worry about it. Look, a lot of niggas say, Rock, that shit is terrible. All right, my nigga.
Yeah, Rock.
Not coming with no terrible shit. This
I was mad at you. I was mad at you for 3 days, my nigga. That was it. Just 3 days. That's it. Just 3 days.
Oh, man. Hey, forgive me, my nigga. Look, I was just experimenting. You got to experiment. You feel me? I'd have never known. If I ain't tried. You feel me? Like,
it was you got to try new things.
I mean, I threw a haymaker and missed. You feel me? But it's all cool.
Rock, I got a question for you. Who was your toughest opponent so far that you faced
in the URL?
In the URL, yeah.
Like my whole life. I think in the URL. Oh man, I would have to say. Be Magic, actually. I would have to say Magic. Mm-hmm. I mean, because going into the battle, I had less respect for him. Mm-hmm. And after the battle, like, I seen why everybody was like, yo, he's deadly with punches, like, because the nigga throws a million of them.
Is there something different when you're in front of him?
Yeah, it's different when you're in front of him, you know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is, and he made me respect him on a whole nother level, like, just with his pen is real, real serious, you know what I mean? Like, I respect Magic, like, goes in. So I feel like, besides the first time I battled Charlie, like, Magic has been my toughest opponent since.
You guys were going back and forth, yo, that battle was crazy. That battle was fucking. That's like one of my favorites, yo.
Yeah.
That battle was crazy.
Now, Rock, I gotta ask you a question. I have to go off on battle rap for a minute, but being that you are from Baltimore, my nigga, I would be crazy, man, not to ask you this question, man. Your city right now, my dude. What's your take on the whole situation on your city right now, my nigga?
Oh man. I mean, the whole fact about the nigga getting killed and shit. That shit is crazy. But the shit niggas is doing, that shit is uncalled for, my nigga. Like, niggas is burning down churches. Niggas is out here killing each other. You feel me? Like, it's on some crazy shit now. Niggas is just doing shit for no reason now. Like, shit that don't have nothing to do with protesting or being nonviolent. Shit that don't even have to do with nothing about the nigga getting killed. Like, niggas is just doing too much now. Like, I don't know, my nigga. It's definitely not safe, yo. You feel me? Like, everything is crazy out here, my nigga. Like, they don't want niggas outside after 10.
10 o'clock, yeah. Curfew.
In the morning,
yeah,
like,
curfew there, yeah.
Like, if they catch niggas doing anything outside in between those times, they shooting them on the streets, you feel me? We got the National Guard out this bitch, like, shit is crazy out here right now, my nigga.
Yeah, I just saw they trying to get 5,000 more policemen out there. I saw it on CNN tonight. I'm like, God damn, be more.
Yeah, my nigga, like, it's crazy, and it's spreading, though. Like, it started in Baltimore, now it's actually coming outside of Baltimore. Like, my nigga, this shit is getting huge, my nigga, like.
Yeah.
And like.
Damn.
Just being out, being around and seeing what's going on, like, I'm just trying to not. It's so easy to get sucked into the shit and get involved because, you know what I mean, I got a lot of motherfuckers that's out there, you feel me? But I'm just trying to stay away, stay positive, and stay focused with what we got going on and worry about.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? Like, shit is crazy out here, my nigga. Like, real shit.
I agree. Yeah, that shit is crazy. Rock, before you go, man, I got to get your predictions for this Gnome event,
what's up,
bro.
What's up?
I said I got to get your predictions for this Gnome event before you go.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First up, Jazz versus Official. Who you got?
Damn, Official is mean. Official's real mean.
Word.
Like, I like Jazz, but Official's mean. Like, she like a girl version of me or something. You feel me? Like, she's mean. She might bully Jazz the fuck around. And not only will she bully her, I feel like punch-wise, she just is more dangerous. Like, Jazz might outsmart her. Jazz is more witty. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Official's more stronger with the punch. Like, if she connects,
yeah,
right, Jazz going to sleep. Like, for real.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to run with Official because it's that type of stage. You feel me? Everybody going to be looking for that shit. So, I'm going to run with Official,
yep.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Jazz kicked her ass. Like, if Jazz bodied her, I wouldn't be surprised. But if Official won, that's what I'm predicting.
So you got
right.
Official 2-1?
Yeah, I got Official 2-1. She ain't going 3-0 right. Jazz. Like,
Nah.
That's not going to happen. All right, Official 2-1. Next up, DNA versus Sirius Jones. We've been calling this the intermission battle. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm gonna run with D.
DNA?
Yeah.
All right.
Me too.
DNA.
Jones gonna do nothing for me, Rock.
You said what, my nigga?
I was saying Jones don't do nothing for me, my nigga. I'm not saying DNA, you know, DNA does get beat up from the fans, but I just don't be feeling Jones like that, man. Seriously. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Jones, DNA...
It's an intermission battle. Let's be real about it. DNA
oh,
over Sirius Jones. All right, let's go next. A-Verb versus K-Shine and Rock. I'm telling all the top tiers too. If I hear you call Verb Von Doom, we're gonna have some fucking problems, my G. That is not his name. He is not no Verb Von Doom.
When me and Serb did the in studio, I ran into Verb and I let him know that personally. I'm like, bruh, I will never in my life call you Von Doom.
Thank you. Thank you. Real shit. Who you got in this one, Verb and K-Shine?
Come on, you know a rock guy. Come on now.
Oh, man. Nah, really, though, it's going to be a good one.
Rock, I'm going to keep it funky with you, my G. I got K-Shine in the upset, and it will be upset. I know that should dot my brother, but a lot of us as fans, we call it like we see it. And I think Shine, if he beats Verb, is an upset. And I got Shine, my bro right here, telling me I'm crazy. He got Verb 3-0.
Verb 3-0. Verb going to put up 30 against Shine, Rock. Watch. 30.
He's on level.
See, this is what's crazy. Like, I feel like what I'm saying for Shine, it can go for Verb too. That's why this battle is a toss up. But I was about to say for Shine, like, if Shine really wanna kill Verb, he's going to kill him. But it's the same for Verb. Like, if Verb really wants to kill Shine, he's gonna kill him. So I mean, it could go either way, but I'm going with Bro 2-1. You feel me? I know Verb's gonna come with some shit regardless, but I'm leaning with Shine. You feel me?
Yo, Rock, do me a solid though, my nigga. When you get some chance and you hit, you and Shine on the phone, tell that nigga, yo, son, slow down when you rhyming, my nigga. That rapping shit you did against Mr. Wavy, we could barely understand what the fuck you was saying.
Facts.
Whatever.
Pass that on. All right.
Yeah.
Next battle. Sue Surf versus K-Rock.
Sue Surf versus K-Rock. Oh, yeah, you already know. I'm definitely riding with Rock. Fool not to ride with Rock. Oh, Rock.
Let's go. I got Rock 2-1 also.
I'm coming not to play. Like,
don't play with him,
I'm
though.
Don't play
with this man.
Like, listen, don't let that in studio fool you. It's all smiles and it's all shit talking and games now. But when I'm in front of that nigga and them bars start slapping this nigga upside his head, come on, man. Like, y'all niggas, stop playing with me, my nigga. May 9th, I'm coming to show the fuck off on this man. Like, real shit.
Rock, I ain't gonna lie to you, my nigga. I fucks with you. More, me and Surf has had issues, you know, little jabs here back in the, you know, throughout the years, and we've gone past that. I got Surf 2-1, my nigga. I keep it fucked you on this show. I got Surf 2-1. Prove me wrong.
Oh, yeah. My nigga, that's my job,
yes,
bro. I respect your opinion. That's my job. I love doing it.
But there's no one that can say, though, that Rock does not deserve this battle. I'll tell you that straight. No one can say Rock does not deserve this. Fact.
Of course, my nigga. That ain't even no fucking ifs, ands, or buts about that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No question here. One of the most consistent to do it. All right. The main event, Hollow to Dawn versus Charlie Clips.
This matchup is too like mean, like too mean. Like Hollow's real different, but Charlie's real different. Like Charlie's got everything, and Hollow got everything. You feel me? That's like, what is these niggas gonna do to each other? You know what I mean? Like no homo shit. But
The thing that I've seen that I know about both of them, though, is I think they both know how to win a battle. That's why it's going to be so good.
Exactly. Like, the angles that they're going to use for each other is going to hurt each other, but who's going to be better? Like, that's
exactly
what it's going to go down to. Like, whose material is going to be better? Like, we know they both going to go for the kill, but it's just going to boil down to what you like more. I'm going to lean towards Clips because I fuck with Clips' style a little more than Hollow's now.
Me too.
If Hollow wins, I wouldn't be surprised. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, Hollow did beat Clips. But I'm leaning with Clips because his style is more the style that I like. I'm just going to say Clips 2-1, if anything. But if Hollow did come in there and 2-1 him, 3-0 him, I wouldn't be surprised because Hollow does do shit like that.
All right, let me ask you this, Rock. Does it matter who goes first? Because both of these guys can rebuttal heavy.
Oh,
does it matter who goes first?
Nah, it don't matter. Actually, it does matter. I feel like whoever goes first, they might be the one that loses. You feel me?
That's what I'm thinking.
Because they lose that first chance to rebuttal. Like,
exactly.
I feel like whoever goes first, they might be the one that loses. So we'll see May 9th, y'all niggas. Like, definitely.
I feel that. May 9th, Gnome 5, Tay Rock versus Sue Surf. That shit's about to be a war, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Rock, you welcome back any fucking time. We're going to have you back after the battle, too, bro. Real shit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
Yo,
that
Rock.
Break this shit down.
Do me a favor before you go, man. Give us a drop real quick, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to PSA Blog Radio. You already know. T-Rock, CaveGang.mug. May 9th, man. Get your tickets. Do not be standing outside in the fucking rain or in the heat while we in there making history, man. Y'all niggas, get your tickets. Come watch these fucking movies. Watch us make history, man. Definitely.
That's what it is,
Let's
Rock.
Go.
Shout out to you,
Rock.
Good luck,
bro.
On the night, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, facts that. Salute. I appreciate y'all having me on, too, my nigga.
You already
know. Absolutely,
man.
G. We'll be in contact. Good luck, bro.
Facts. One.
All right.
Easy.
Yo, salute to Rock, man. Rock, who serve. Man, here's the thing, Dre. I like Rock's style because he's a little quiet with it. But, man, when he's on that stage, it's, woo.
Oh, a totally different person, my nigga.
Woo, and it's totally different. You would never know.
Yeah,
never know.
Totally. It's night and day with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what
totally.
I was saying. In studio series, he's mad subdued and calm. While Surf was more, you know what I'm saying, doing most of the talking,
exactly.
trying to sell the fight. Rock just punching the clock, punches in, and just go to work. It's like Be Magic.
Yep.
Be Magic is a chill
dude. Exactly. Nah,
he
both of them,
in,
both
nigga.
Of them. Exactly. They work their 9 to 5, punch in, bring their lunch pail, it's game over.
Yep. And
that's
why
it.
They battle
that's,
between Rock and Magic was a fucking dope ass battle.
Exactly. That's yo, when Magic,
you know what I mean?
Bro, Dre, when Magic said bullets flying through the cave like a gang of bats, bro.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Come on, man. That
yeah.
battle was fire.
I think Rock gonna have to get more personal, man. He doesn't do the personal like that. I think he gotta have to get
more
personal with Surf because I think
he
Surf,
does have to get personal.
If you listen to our interview again with Surf Timbo, he clearly states that he's gonna talk to Rock. When like, you tell me you're gonna talk to that nigga, I don't know if it's gonna be some inmate number 9 type shit or Raw Rock China against SmackDown type shit, but I think he's gonna have one of them rounds where he's gonna have I'm not gonna say grown man talk with this nigga, but you know what I'm saying?
It could be. Dre, I listened to that round again, bro. It's crazy. Fucking crazy. That third round from Surf.
Oh, Surf, yeah,
to,
man.
That
third round was serious, bro. Yeah.
Bro,
that
you want to speak to the inmate press 9 shit?
Yeah, that shit is.
That shit was fucking fire.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
May 9th, Nome 5, you already know what the fuck it is. We'll be back. Yo, we got a huge guest coming up this week. I'm not even going to reveal who the fuck it is. Just wait for the drop. And yes, this Raekwon interview is dropping. Fuck you too for making this shit process heavy. But yeah, man, this shit is going to fucking drop. And you already know what it is, man. We already make the fucking noise. Yo, this is the PSA boys, the segment boys, the most hated, the least respected. I don't
talk
give a fuck
it.
What you call us. But man, I don't care what it is as long as you're talking about us, man. Dre, my brother, 3 Letterman in this shit. Take us out, G.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Me and my bro Timbo, man. Shout out Tay Rock, man. You already know what it is, man. PSA, motherfucker.
We out.